Questions 46 through 50. Look at the questions. Then listen to part of a documentary about aircraft.
People often get confused between balloons and airships. They sometimes think that they are the same thing. So let's start by clearing that up. The simple fact is that a balloon is unpowered, so it has to travel where the wind takes it. An airship is powered, so it can go in any direction, even against the wind. Although the balloon has been with us for hundreds of years, we can trace the airship's beginnings back to around 1815. Now, the engine on that airship was powered by steam, and it meant a top speed of only around 5 miles an hour. So we had to wait nearly another 50 years before the invention of the gasoline engine made this means of transport more practical. There was then a flurry of activity as inventors from many countries tried to design different types of airship. The most successful of these was the Zeppelin, which was able to carry people and, during the First World War, bombs. Their use as military aircraft, however, didn't last long, as they were slow and inaccurate. By this time, the first planes were being used, and the airship had very limited wartime use. After the war, there were hopes that the airship would be able to run passenger services. In fact, skyscrapers were built with special equipment on the top so that the airships could stop there. Sadly, a number of serious accidents meant that people lost faith in the idea, and when bigger airplanes were built, people preferred these. Although we still use airships for certain purposes, it was the airplane that soon began to dominate our skies.